Last week, we talked about being an effective witness for Jesus Christ. You know, it's a command. In fact, that's how the kingdom of God can expand. And the only way it can expand is through the preaching and the sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I said that when he called his disciples, he said, come and follow me. What he was actually saying is, come and do what I tell you to do. Be obedient. Follow me. I will make you fishers of men. And I said, you got to have the right net, you got to have the right pole, and you have to have the right bait. And I said, the right bait is the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is attractive. In Acts chapter 13, I see the story here where the Jews begin to stir up the people and they turned against Paul. The Apostle Paul, and it says that when they stirred these people up, that Paul and Barnabas were expelled out of their coast, and they shook the dust off their feet against them and came unto Iconium. And verse number 52 says, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. You see, even though they were rejected, even though there were people that were assassinating their character and they were being persecuted, they still were filled with the joy of the Lord. Romans chapter 14 and verse number 17. For the kingdom of God is not of meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, God wants you to be so joyous. He wants you to be filled not only with his peace and his righteousness, but he wants you to be filled with the joy of the Lord. And it comes through the Holy Spirit, my friend. Holy Spirit can give you the joy if you allow it to bubble up like a river, living waters flowing out from you. In fact, every day I turn the joy on by praising God. If you'll just get some praise music or just begin to wave your arms before the Lord, lift up your hands. Sometimes I will dance before the Lord. I've taken my dish towel and I've used it as a flag and ran all over my house praising God and giving glory. Now, the curtains were closed, but I've done that, my friend. Why? Because there's something about praising God that gets the bubblies of the joy of God flowing out from you. You see, nobody wants a sourpuss, and nobody wants to be around a sad sack, and nobody will listen to you if your God is dead in your life and your God can't deliver you and cause you to snap out of defeat and depression and oppression. You've got to have the joy of the Lord, and it will be contagious. Witness for Jesus today. Another way you can be a witness for the Lord is to support ministry such as He's Alive Radio. And with your love gift of $15 or more, this month of June, we are going to send you Taking Back Your Health with Jeff Leibengood. Jeff is known in different nations for helping professional athletes and those that deal with chronic pain. And he will give you practical things you can do every day that will turn your health around in 4 weeks. It's yours when you write to us a gift of $15 or more. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.